Off the Groove with Scotty Dubler.
It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. Episode 261 is here. Thank you to Haley for that awesome introduction. Well, no results from last weekend. I didn't see a lot of racing going on, but I don't have any results to really go over. So let's talk about what's happening this weekend. Angels of Dirt movie premiere is happening Sunday night, Madison, Wisconsin. Cannot wait to go check this film out. This is the one of three screenings of up here in Wisconsin that's going to happen. Also, you can order movie posters. There's a limited quantity of the movie poster, only produced 135 of them. Get them while you can. They also have other merchandise as well. If you want to support this awesome project, get them while you can. Angelsofdirt.com. The second and third screenings will be at the Milwaukee Film Festival. This movie has been invited to go there April the 18th at 8 p.m. and April the 20th at 11:30 a.m. So they're going to have three screenings up here in Wisconsin. I'm actually in the movie. I haven't seen my part, but I went to the studio up in Madison. That had been about 2 months ago. Sat down with Wendy. She asked me some questions as the voice of Flat Track. And I gave her my 2 cents or my 10 cents or my 50 cents worth of information that she asked me about. And I don't know what ended up making the cut. I will know more on Sunday. And there are more showings to be announced later on. Like, she's going to be part of some American Flat Track race weekends is what it sounds like. So stay tuned for that. Again, give them a follow on Instagram and on the social medias, Angels of Dirt. And I cannot wait to see this film that's going on Sunday night. Tomorrow is RVA at Saluda, Virginia Motor Speedway. Mike Hacker, John Nickens are the promoters of the RVA. And that is a super fast half mile. My buddy Sammy Sabedra will be announcing that one. Hopefully I get results and I can share those with you on the next episode. Also tomorrow, Champaign, Illinois, a half mile for RPM. That is a day race. So if you're going over there, be sure and remember that is a day race happening tomorrow down there in Illinois. I just got this one too. I actually met Paul Morgan, not the number 83, national number 83 Paul Morgan, but another Paul Morgan that I used to race against. I met him in Missoula last year, but round number one of the short track at Spokane Speedway is happening on April the 20th. And I hope they have a lot of success. Looks like they got quite a few sponsors on board to help them out. So April the 20th, if you're up there in the Pacific Northwest, Spokane Speedway. I did record earlier in this week with Doug Lawrence and had a storm come through while I was recording. It said I lost everything. It said I lost internet connection. I do have some of it. I'm going to go through and make sure it's really good for you folks. And I'll have that out next week or the next podcast, whenever that may be. It might be before next Friday. We'll wait and see. I do have to catch up with him about a few more things that we didn't get into. But I want to say thanks to Doug Lawrence for taking the time to record with me here on Off the Groove. And we did talk about his race that he's putting on, the second annual Battle at the Border at the Welland County Motorcycle Club. That is June the 1st. Listen to this, a $12,000 pro purse. And on top of that, there's the Roof Systems Dash for Cash. So there's a lot going on up there at Welland. I've never been to that short track. I've always wanted to go there. And if you've ever wanted to go there, June 1st is the day to go check that out. It's just right across the border from Niagara Falls, so it's not too hard to get to. You do have to have a passport to get across into Canada. So just wanted to bring you up to date on a few things, and I'm working on the episode for Doug Lawrence to talk about that battle at the border. I'll have that out in the next episode of Off the Groove. Thanks again to all my listeners. Thank you very much to my patrons to support the podcast. Thank you to Jim and Pat. Thank you to Tim at Pro Plates, and big thanks to Access Media. That's all I got this week. We'll talk to you real soon as we talk to the Canadian next time on Off the Groove.